I've always been fascinated by how people observe the holidays in different places around the world. I've found that hearing about their traditions can boost your own Christmas spirit. So today on Travel with Rick Steves, we're checking in with old friends to hear their Christmastime memories. We'll discover what to find this time of year, from the canals of Venice to the cliffsides of the Italian Riviera. We'll check in with friends from Austria and Australia. And we'll raise a cup of good cheer for the holidays in jolly old England, and even in Antarctica. We'll warm up with some of the oldest traditions in the New World in the plazas of Santa Fe, New Mexico, in just a bit. Let's start the hour with Spanish tour guide Federico Garcia Barroso from Madrid. So, Federico, who brings the gifts to the good boys and the good girls in Spain this time of year?
That is a very Spanish tradition. It's also celebrated in some places in Latin America, a very Latin tradition. The three wise men. The three wise men came from Orient to give some presents to Jesus Christ when he was born in Bethlehem. And nowadays, all the kids in Spain, they are really expecting, looking for what, to see those three wise men in Epiphany, the night of the 5th of January. Those three wise men come to Spain, and next day, all the kids have those wonderful toys.
So after the 12 days of Christmas, the wise men finally get to Bethlehem and give the baby Jesus the gifts that they brought, that we always sing about. And that's quite logical that in much of Europe, especially in Spain, Epiphany, January 6th, is celebrated. And how logical. It's the three wise men that give the children the gifts.
The thing is, you know, Greg, when I talk to my nephews about all this, you know, I just ask them, please tell me honestly, do you believe in Santa Claus or do you believe in the three wise men? And they tell me, we believe in both.
Santa comes on Christmas.
Of course.
And wise men come on Epiphany. And Spanish kids get double.
Double. They are absolutely happy. Everyone is welcome in Spain
now,
in Christmas.
My theory is that this is a parental, this whole gift giving is kind of a parental conspiracy to terrorize children into being good. You know, if you're naughty or nice, and if you're naughty, you're going to get stones in your stocking, and if you're nice, you'll get all sorts of good presents. Yeah. Is there that kind of teaching and incentivizing from parents in Spain?
Totally. It's the most pedagogical way, you know, the most instructive way to say you have to behave yourself.
Did it work good for you when you were little?
Absolutely.
What's your best memory when you were a little kid in Madrid?
Well, I was actually really, really, I was quite innocent. I have to say that I was quite ingenious, I would say also.
Ingenious?
Yes.
How's that?
In many ways.
You conned your parents into thinking you were an angel and you
of
got
course.
A lot of good stuff. Do you have a Christmas tree in Spain?
Yes, we have a Christmas tree. That is a much more northern European tradition, I would say, but it is quite popular nowadays in
How
Spain.
How do you decorate it in Spain? Are there any uniquely
Christmas tree, the nativity, of course, and lights and plants everywhere.
What about parades? Are there parades of any kind?
The parade, actually. We have to say nowadays that with the support of Madrid City Hall and many other city halls in Spain, those parades are absolutely spectacular. And that is one of the reasons why many people in Spain, even local people, Spaniards, they take the AVE train and they go from several places. They come to Madrid to see that spectacular parade. The three wise men arrive to Madrid the 5th of January, and thousands and thousands of people go there to the streets to enjoy that.
And I would imagine all over Spain, people would tune into television to watch it also.
Every single home.
That's a big deal. January 5th. What's the name of that parade?
Cabalgata means in English parade.
Cavalcade, I think.
Cavalcade of the three kings. We call them in Spanish the three magic kings.
Now, when you're in Spain, I would imagine you've got some Jingle Bells and Frosty the Snowman songs that are directly translated from the American jingles. Mm-hmm. Are there songs that all the kids know in Spain that would be purely Spanish that are sung just at Christmas?
Some of them are actually, yeah, of course we have Christmas carols in the Spanish language. They are quite popular in Spain and Latin America. You know what, I have to say that those ones in English are a little bit better. I have to admit, I have to be critical.
What's your favorite one when you were little that was an American that was translated into Spanish?
Jingle bells.
Do you actually sing it in Spanish?
Yes.
Sing that to me in Spanish, please, Federico.
Navidad, dulce Navidad. that is in English. Oh, what fun it is to write in it. Let me remember.
Or is there another one?
La Virgen se está peinando entre cortina y cortina. Sus cabellos son de oro. Y el pez de plata fina, pero mira cómo beben los peces en el río, pero mira cómo beben por ver a Dios nacido, beben y beben y vuelven a beber los peces en el río por ver a Dios nacer.
Wow, that's beautiful, Federico. Tell me a few lines of what you were saying in
English,
please.
Well, actually, telling you something about the beauty of the Immaculate Conception, all his golden hair, and those fishes that are in the river just looking at the Holy Virgin and drinking and jumping and singing because they are witness of the birth of Christ.
Wow, even the fish in the streams. The Immaculate Conception is a huge thing in Spain, Spanish Catholicism.
Yeah, absolutely. There are many churches, many cathedrals, and many towns quite devoted to Mary.
And the final thing, of course, is food. Is there any enthusiasm for food in Spain on Christmas?
Yes, of course. Anytime, not exclusively Christmas. Any time of the year, but especially in Christmas time. This is quite interesting to see how, for example, in Madrid, in my city, it becomes a very nice tradition to eat what you call in English this white big fish called sea bream,
sea bream.
With some slice of lemon, and to roast that fish on the oven. That is quite, it's a kind of contradiction because obviously Madrid has no sea, you know. But this is coming from a king called Charles III in this late 1700s. He commissioned to take fish and more fish from northern Spain to Madrid. And of course, in those days, the highways, the freeways were not so good. The fish came to Madrid a little bit smelly. And one of the reasons why they put those lemon slices was to avoid that smell, you know. And nowadays, it's a really nice tradition to eat golden bream or sea bream, even sea bass, also with those lemon slices.
So for 300 years, Madrilenos have been eating fish meals fit for a king, even if a little bit rotten, to celebrate Christmas. Federico, do me a big favor. Can you wish me and our listeners a happy holiday in your language?
Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad.
Gracias.
De nada.
They've got to have the most original Christmas season traditions anywhere in America. In northern New Mexico, many of the ways they celebrate this time of year actually date back to the state's Spanish colonial days and earlier. Plus, the region's mix of cowboys and hippies, Pueblo Indians, and everyone else really spices things up. Travel writer Zora O'Neill joins us now for a look at a Santa Fe Christmas.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here.
What is unique about New Mexican Christmas celebrations?
Honestly, it feels a little pagan. There's tons of fire, which is fascinating. Probably the image that people know best is all the luminarias, which are the little paper bags. They're filled with sand to weight them down with a candle inside, and they give off this beautiful golden glow, and people use them to line streets and put along the edges of their roofs on their houses and things like that. So the whole cityscape in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Taos gets dotted with luminarias. But it's a beautiful, beautiful scene. And then in Santa Fe, on Christmas Eve, in part of the city, they light bonfires all along the street. And people sort of walk from bonfire to bonfire, and all the galleries are open. It's a very sort of special Santa Fe vibe. I remember being up there, and the kind of carols that people were singing were, for instance, "You Can't Always Get What You Want."
Yeah.
The most traditional selections.
Well, speaking of a special vibe, I think that's unique about New Mexico because you got this hippie culture overlaid with the Indian culture, overlaid with the Spanish colonial culture, and it shows itself in different times of year.
Yeah, it's great. And Christmas is when sort of everybody comes out in the street and does their thing together. At the Pueblos, pretty much every Pueblo has a dance on Christmas Eve. And this is one of the most amazing times to go visit a Pueblo if you have a chance. It's late at night. I remember when I was a child, I didn't appreciate this at all because it was freezing cold and had to stay up really late and I was tired and walk a long way. And you're standing there like under the stars, blinking in the freezing cold air, and you hear the drums beating from miles and miles away.
So you have that almost pagan feeling culture with the drums and the fires. But on the cover of your book, you've got Christian crosses with Indian art on them. So there is that colonial Christian Mexican sort of style of Christianity also in the Indian communities. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's very, very syncretic. I remember being at a dance a few years ago, and they did Christmas Mass, and then sort of in the middle of the Mass, while the priest was talking, some of the dancers, sort of the clown figure dancers, worked their way up to the altar and sort of hustled the priest off away from the front of the church, and then the dances began. So there's this almost, there's a very conscious blending there. It's It's very smart and it's fun to be a part of.
That's all over the world. It's fun to see how previous indigenous aspects of the culture would be incorporated into people's Christian rituals. And that would happen even at an Indian mass in New Mexico at Christmas time then.
Mm-hmm. And the Spanish villages, a lot of the old Spanish villages also have their own dances. One of them is the Matachinas. The fiddle music that is played at those dances, I have some recordings of it. And occasionally when I'm feeling homesick, I listen. It's some of the most beautiful music you'll hear. There are just so many opportunities, especially around Christmas, to stumble across amazing things in the dark with the fire.
Travel and food writer Zora O'Neill was raised in Albuquerque, and she's telling us about the special kind of Christmas tradition she finds in the Land of Enchantment. Zora wrote the Moon New Mexico guidebooks for many years, as well as How to Throw a Dinner Party Without Having a Nervous Breakdown. Her 2017 book about her travels in the Arab world, All Strangers Are Kin, won Best Travel Book from the Society for American Travel Writing. Zora, you grew up in New Mexico. When you think back to your childhood, what sort of edible memories do you have of Christmas?
I have one very specific memory. One time we were at the Taos Pueblo at the governor's house, which sounds fancy, but it's not. It's just one of the old mud brick houses in the center of the Pueblo. There was this huge spread, and it was sort of an open house. We could all run in and out, and I was maybe like six. And I remember being totally transfixed with this bowl of little spiced gumdrops because I, as a child of hippies, did not get sugar. So it's funny, like Christmas in New Mexico, spicy gumdrops. But I think other people have some broader associations. There are tamales. People go crazy making tamales around Christmas because it's a very festive thing when you make them. You get all your friends together. You make a huge batch of them, and then you have a party, and you give some of them away. So tamales are especially delicious around then.
And any time of year, if you want to mix your chili peppers, what can you say if you want green and red?
You say, I'd like Christmas to your server at the restaurant. It's very handy. So, you know, even if you're missing Christmas, you can still have a little bit of it on your plate all year round in New Mexico.
And even if you're a red chili person most of the year at Christmas, you can say, I'd like it.
Exactly.
Christmassy, red and green. Zora O'Neill, thanks so much for giving us an insight into New Mexico and best wishes with your work.
Thank you so much. And Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Ah.
Our next stop takes us to Italy for Christmas in Venice on Travel with Rick Steves.